This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Great, Joey pals. Presented by the, I like to say this name, the J. Ovier Group. He's really fun. He's a real estate group, but he specializes in families with special needs or seniors or helping anybody with investments, and they speak Spanish. He's really an interesting interview, isn't he, Nigel? Very enthusiastic. 626-510-7045. Okay, in the treasure chest, Elmer's Restaurant. She just left the building. I get to say it again. You've got a gift certificate for a free meal. Now, I would suggest the prime rib. Once every so often, you can have red meat. It's 20-some dollars and change. Slow roasted, rock salted, aged, please. I'm driving myself crazy today. But she wanted us to know what's new. The clubhouse omelet, swallow. The French toast sandwich, like a Monte Cristo almost. And the blueberry banana crepes. Oh, the website is eatatelmers.com.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
Laser Ink Central Printer Resources has a gift certificate for you. They will, of course, give you all the ink cartridges you need because you can't turn them in at all those places you used to turn them in. They don't do that anymore. But here's what's fun about that place. They can repair anything. Your printer, your copier. Does anybody still have a fax machine? No, I don't think so. But they can even repair your old typewriters. And when you go in there, take your grandchildren who have no idea what a typewriter is. They have a collection. It's a fabulous place. They are at 4599 East Ramon Road. And you've got the gift certificate for the cartridges, but it's just, and the prices are the best. You know what I'm saying.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
And last but not least, First Gallery is now MJR Custom Framing. You've got a $50 gift certificate, and it's Easter month, and next month is Mother's Day, right?
That's right.
And then we're heading for June, is a lot of weddings and graduations. Here's a great tip. Are you listening? Take any old picture, even one that's faded, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, as far back as you can go, and take it into MJR Custom Framing. I'll tell you where. They'll restore that old picture, and they can put all the women in your family since that person in the picture with you. You can go back three or four generations of the women for Mother's Day and then give it to your own daughter or your own granddaughter who never saw those folks. Isn't that a great idea? I think so. The phone number is, and I got these wrong last week, the phone number is 324-6696.
Joey pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in and I look forward to working with you.
Okay, it works this way. Joey has three children. Do you have children, Sarah?
No.
Okay. You don't have children, Dana? Dana! Tanner?
No, I do not.
How old are you? We may count you as a child.
I'm 26.
Oh, no, you're a grown-up. So all we're using is Joey's three. Pretty soon, Nigel will have a baby boy named, don't tell me, Elgin.
Yes.
Like the watch, like the beautiful town in Illinois. Elgin. He'll be born in May. I'm shooting for Tyler's birthday. That's May 17th. When's he due?
The 30th, 31st.
And I never had one come early. And they still don't, by the way. My daughter is still late to everything. She was due the 12th of December. She came the 22nd. She's still late to everything she does. She's 54 years old. Okay, I digress. Okay. Presented by the J. Ovier Group, Elmer's Laser Ink, MJR Custom Framing, goes to the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And we're going to have a wheel spin the end of April. We can fit about 15 people into our green room that isn't green. So I'll have to think how to do that. I'll send out an email, and the first 15 people that respond back get to... I'll worry about that tomorrow, Scarlett O'Hara. But thank you for making this show what you have. I've been happy with you guys for 26 years. Okay, let us resume our regularly scheduled programming. We're visiting with Sarah Tripp from...
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
And Tanner, why do I want to say Dana?
You call me whatever you want. It doesn't
Isn't
matter.
That
almost
terrible?
Whatever she
yeah.
wants.
Yeah, right? Almost, maybe.
He'll answer to almost
yes,
anything.
Anything. I have to analyze why I'm thinking. Tanner Bryson from?
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
I know why I'm thinking it. I had a friend who fell and hit her head. Now, you know, I did that in 2012, and I bled out from August to October.
Oh.
Just fine. Nothing hurt. Nothing bothered me until one day in October when my chair fell over and I couldn't talk. And I went to Desert Regional and they fixed me. But I didn't have any pain.
Wow.
It was no symptoms.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
when they opened me up, my Joey pals know the story. They took a Coke can size of full of blood. My brain went back into its original position. Don't say anything smart. I saw his face. And, of course, my kids kid me. I had them put some improvements in, yeah. 5 titanium plates and 14 screws.
Oh, my goodness.
But
wow. You're like the bionic woman now.
I am. But I can go through, you know, the checkpoint at the airport. Tyler, my son, same thing 5 years earlier, other side.
Oh, wow.
Mine was a truck. His was a motorcycle.
Oh, my goodness.
So what I know about falls is I went to Desert immediately. The police, the ambulance, oh, hi, Miss English. How nice to be known in your own town. Nothing wrong. You should have it checked a week or two later because the bleeding started.
Oh, that's a
and
good point. If
you're I know that's what you're going to talk about.
A motor vehicle accident or
yes.
something. Yeah,
any
no, that's
kind
important.
Of a fall.
Or a fall. You're right, absolutely.
Because you may be fine initially.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what you guys know. You start first, Tanner.
So we actually have a class at Desert Oasis Healthcare, and the class is called Stable Steps, which is a fall prevention or a balance class. And it's really, really useful for our members to partake in this class, especially if you have had a fall or if you even just feel like you're at risk of falling, because we do a lot of preventative. It's not just how to get up when you have a fall or what to do after you've had a fall, but also what can you do to prevent future falls. But it's exactly what you're talking about. We always say, make sure you let someone know you had a fall so that you can go have a doctor look at you, make sure you're okay, because you might have something going on that you don't feel, and you don't want to make a bad situation worse.
You'll be pleased. I remembered something you taught me.
Okay.
Tell the Joey pals about the chair test and 1 foot.
So there is a balance activity that you can do just right there at your own home in your kitchen. Even you can grab one of your chairs and stand behind it. And if you hold on to the back of the chair, you can actually lift one leg and try not to use that chair as support, but more just there in case you start to tip over. But it's a way to work on balance. And the goal is to eventually let go of both hands and be able to stand on that 1 foot. But your body does learn to balance, just like it learns to get stronger. The more you do balance activities, the more you start to balance and get spatial awareness.
Is it sort of muscle memory?
Yeah, kind of
it
muscle
is.
Memory and working at our muscles knowing when to turn on and at that right moment, too.
You're a lot younger than I am, kids, a lot younger. But I have a lot of gal friends my age, 60s, 70s, 80s, and we're having trouble wearing high heels now. Is that the same thing?
Could
when was the last time
things.
You had on high heels?
Yeah, I'm trying to, let's see, let me think back
but
here.
But you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, well, I think we get changes in our feet as we get older and knees, all of our joints. So that can be part of it. And of course, the thing with high heels is, I mean, I love them too. You probably see, well, maybe not because of the pandemic, but I like to wear a high wedge myself sometimes. But
a wedge is different.
but
a wedge gives me more support.
Yeah, but I, what am I trying to say? Again, not a foot doctor, not a podiatrist, but my understanding is that, you know, high heels after a while can change with your joints. So I think as we get older, you know, when you're young, it doesn't, feel the effects as much.
So it's not so much your brain and your balance.
But it probably plays a role, though, I was going to say. Okay. I'm sure, well, you know, like so many things, it's what my favorite word that Tanya hears me all the time when I'm teaching talk about is multifactorial.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that hyphenated?
Yeah, right.
Just my favorite fancy way of saying it's probably several factors. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you, Joey. Yes. It probably is some balance thing, changes that are happening, too, as well.
The Titanic was a series of mistakes.
Yeah, multifactorial.
Right. Oh, wow. Multifactorial.
So you can start using that with your other guests.
I love that. Because balance, I noticed that I run up and down steps. I love to go barefoot.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Well, that's almost better than socks on tile. But no, we recommend like shoes with a good grip, good support.
Is that one of your tips?
Yeah, we see a lot of patients in the summer for wearing sandals or flip-flops.
Yes. Flip-flops.
You get sweaty and slide right out of there.
Exactly. So. And that actually goes for younger people. I've like, honestly, helping develop and teach this class with Tanner, I tell them, you know, I was like, no socks on these tile floors. Like, no one, anyone. I mean, I've about slid in a sock on a tile floor.
And
nobody should be doing that.
Yeah, flip-flops, really bad.
Same thing. No support. Slippers is the other one I'm going to name here, too. People loving to wear slippers, like with the pandemic especially. Sure. Everyone wearing those comfy slippers around their house, but they don't, you know, often don't have good support or good grip to them either.
Right.
And everybody and their mother and sister and brother and father and cousins and aunts and uncles wears flip-flops.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Of all ages, you bet.
That front part will catch if you're going upstairs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And children wear them too.
Yeah. And they just, you can roll your ankle. Anything can happen.
And then that develops your foot without that good support, even when you're little.
Probably. That would make, I agree. Yeah. That makes sense.
When I was little, there was only one tennis shoe. It was kids.
Okay.
You couldn't buy all these different styles and different colors and different, you had to have gym shoes, and there was only one you could get. It was Keds.
Oh, wow. I didn't know Keds. I didn't know that.
I think
that's
so.
That's interesting.
Did I make that up? I know it was only one pair, only one color, and you wore them, you took them to school, and you put them in your gym locker.
Oh. So.
You would never have worn them.
Keds are a classic. That's interesting.
Well, let
me
check that out, but that's what
maybe?
I remember.
No, yeah. Interesting.
Make shopping easy.
It did. And nobody would dare wear them to school.
Oh, they're gym class only. That makes sense.
But we didn't wear slacks or pants either. Oh, things have changed. Okay, tell us some more about this stable steps. When is it? How do we get into it?
So we run the stable steps class. We both do it in person and virtually. So it's really whatever would work better for you. And it happens at most of our desert
Oasis. There's actually the calendar. If you go to
mydohc.com.
She knows. I don't even have to tell her. mydohc.com. There's a calendar on there that shows the virtual. And actually, we open it. I mean, it's true. Some of our classes and offerings, like, you know, meeting with a dietitian or whatnot, is for members only. But Stable Steps is an exception. We actually, if you're a community member who isn't with Desert Oasis, that's okay. You can still, we'd still like you to come and take it. We think it's that important.
It's free.
So, yeah, totally free. Mm-hmm.
And you get to go home with a little packet of goodies with
all kinds of stuff. Yeah, aftercare, things you can do at home, exercises. We want prevention. We'd love to see less people here in the desert having a fall.
Yeah. What are some of the statistics of falls? Over the age of 55, everybody falls or what?
Yeah, we see that actually 25% of older adults fall every year, and that is
calling older over
55 and up. Yeah,
25%,
and 20% of those falls actually result in a serious injury. Might be a fracture, might be a head injury, but 20% of those, and that's just what we get reported in.
Yes.
We actually get less than half of the falls that happen are reported in. So that's why we always say, make sure you let someone know you had a fall, not only for your own safety, but we need to see how many people are actually falling every year.
Even if you feel okay, like I did for months.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
And I stress this again, Joey Pals. You know, we keep our sense of humor on this program, but this is serious. I never had any discomfort. I couldn't put my eye makeup on. I couldn't drive. But was I afraid? No. Was I in pain? No. And by the time, I don't remember how I got to the hospital. I don't remember. I had 3 hours to live.
Wow.
So don't be saying, goodness. Oh, I feel fine. Mm-hmm. There's no discomfort. There's no pain. There's no bleeding out of your ears. Knows anything you think might happen after a fall.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, yeah. Like you said earlier, sometimes symptoms are not what you think that they would be. So exactly. Like Tanner said, just best to get checked
communicate.
Out. Communicate. Yes.
Exactly. Yep.
Put it on Facebook. No, don't. I'm sorry. That was ugly. Put it wherever you need to put it to let people know that you've had a fall. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
How can somebody continue the conversation with you too? Is it 969-6555?
You know what? That'll work. Or yeah. I'll give you an even more direct line for the Joey Pals. Is 760-328-4499.
Oh, yes.
Extension 2805.
Got it. I got it. Great information.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, yeah, thank always. You.
Lovely
have
every
you,
time.
Have you fallen? You're too young.
Oh no. I've taken a tumble. And I tell you, these tile floors are hard. I grew up where, you know, up north where we had carpeting. But boy, that's like taking a tumble on tile stairs, which I did not too long after I moved here. Not serious. Luckily, I mean, I wasn't no serious injuries, but you definitely know that you've taken a tumble on some tile stairs. I'll tell you that. Wow. A lot different than carpeted stairs.
Yeah. My whole house is Satillo tiles.
Yeah.
And I go barefoot all the time. But you put your hands out to fall. So I guess you get a lot of wrists and hips and.
Yeah, it could be anything. Ribs, well, all kinds of
my
stuff.
My DOHC, your health, your life, our passion, right?
Ooh, look at you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good job.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Joey Pals. Here comes today's Joey English Desert Datebook, presented through the generosity of BuzzBox. BuzzBox cocktails are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley. We only use top shelf spirits and all natural ingredients, no additives, no preservatives, ever. How long is never and ever? Long enough. BuzzBox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail. It's 100% recyclable, and there are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in eco-friendly Tetra packaging. It looks like a juice box for your kids, but don't let your kids have it. There are three simple steps to enjoy BuzzBox cocktails. Chill, shake, enjoy. Check out the great video at buzzbox.com. ACT Tour says there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes, astrologyworldnews.com, want you to know that the first half of April is Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, and she said they like to be first in everything they do. Uh-oh. The second half of the month of April is Taurus. That'll be one of my sons, and no, it won't be Nigel's new baby. But for all the details, check out astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency wants your input on electoral division maps, dwa.org/divisions. Help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O. Want to save water and money? Yes, yes, yes. Go to dwa.org/save. And the main website is dwa.org. Just Fabulous has my favorite website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. And they're ready for May, which is Mother's Day, and lots of birthdays. June, which is weddings and graduations. They've got books, gifts, candles, everything, even for Easter, birthdays, Mother's Day, kids, and pets. Love that website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions wants you to connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, the psychic to the psychics. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking the beautiful Joshua Tree National Park. It's up there in Yucca Valley. Will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant. By the way, it's a great gift idea. Your mother will love it. She can connect with her mother who may be gone. Here's the best recommendation. Before he met me, I have two dear grandmothers. I was close to both of them. He knew my favorite grandmother. I hadn't told him who that was. And he knew her favorite nickname for me that my three snotty children don't even know. Ready? Here's the phone number. 401-1810. It's a great gift idea. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, pstramway.com. Check out the tram cam for valley views, weathers, and so much more. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week. It's the number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley. And now, Peaks Restaurant. We give away a $50 gift certificate once a week here. Peaks Restaurant is now open for lunch and dinner. Beautiful. pstramway.com. Last but not least, you've got a free movie pass over at the Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the valley. Jazz on the second floor is back, heating up the upstairs open-air patio every Tuesday. And if you want to perform live upstairs, reach out to Tim at psculturalcenter.org. And the main website for all of that, psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, Lalo Tachikin, Daniel Meyer, Carissa Farley, and Janelle from the Women's Leadership Forum. Until then, be well and all the best.